Battleford. The town of Battleford is moving forward with a proposal to build a blessing box near the Seniors Fitness Park and the Alex Dillabo Center in Battleford. In a report brought to council at their January 22 meeting, he noted that the request, made by Battleford resident Paige Hunt, would create a space where the public can drop off unused items, non-perishable foods, household goods, or clothing as an act of kindness for residents struggling to make ends meet. In the written proposal dated January 15, Hunt wrote that, "It is no secret that there are many people who are struggling to make ends meet in the current financial situation," adding that she hopes council would be gracious enough to allow the box to be built. In 2017, a blessing box was erected in the city of North Battleford by Natalia Shevchuk, which received an incredible amount of use. "I would be remiss if I did not applaud her initiative," she added. According to her proposal, the box is set to be 24 inches by 36 inches and be constructed from painted metal to increase longevity and less damage in the case of vandalism. Construction could be completed by this spring, and the cost of the materials for the box would be completely covered by various generous donors, as well as some initial items to fill it. "It looks good as long as it stays looking good, I'm okay with it. But if it starts to get deteriorated or anybody starts damaging it, I don't want to see that," Deputy Mayor David George told council. "I don't think we need a bunch of bad things happening there, and I'd appreciate it if we did monitor it," he added. Hunt noted in her proposal that the chosen location is in a well-lit and open area where it will be accessible, adding that it would be easy to install a security camera as well. "I think the idea's great, but the diabetes clothing box is right there," Councillor Judy Pruden said, wondering if it would be necessary to put clothes in the blessing box. Councillor Pruden also noted that Wolf Market accepts clothing donations. "But I agree. Hopefully people aren't jerks, because there are people that need those things. So thanks, Paige." Councillor Shelley Bouton-Gervais expressed the same concerns as Councillor George, hoping that it doesn't become an eyesore, worried that people need to know it's not a garbage dump. "If it gets out of hand, we can take it down and there's no cost. I like it," Mayor Ames said.